yesterday we discussed the question of whether Karen has to be Kavanasi Lahazik. And with all the talking, but the bottom line is that Rashi on our Amid a number of times is mashma that you do need Kavanasi Lahazik. And the Rishash suggested, since the Rishash said that Gemara is mashma fakeret, so the Rishash suggested that it's totally in the machlokes paginiska mamayno or paginiska knasim. There are two additional Gemaras that are nagar to this that I'd like to mention. There's a Gemara memchesam in beis. The Gemara there talks about an animal that fell on people. It fell onto people. The Russian. B'mu'ad lipal al b'nei adam b'bayres. An animal that it happened three times. There were people in a bar, and the animal was walking by, and it fell into the bar, it fell onto the people. The Gemara has such a case. So the Gemara asks, "Hachi barkatalahu, kill people, say it's barkatalah." So the Gemara has a case, Amar of Yosef. Now, I'm not making up the case, so don't blame me if you don't like the case. But the Gemara's case is that there was a bar, and people were in the bar, and there was a cover on the bar with food on top of the cover. That was the case. There was people were in a bar, and there was a cover, and on that cover was food. And the animal went to eat the food. And when it went to eat the food, it was too heavy for the cover, so the cover collapsed, and it fell on people and killed them. Now, the animal. B'mu'ed, B'mu'ed lipal al b'nei adam b'bayar says, not it happened once, it happened three times. Okay? We're in a society where everyone likes to sit in virus with covers that have food on them for some reason. It's a hypothetical case, obviously. But the Gemara has such a case. Okay? That the animal walked to eat food and it stepped on something and then that thing collapsed and the animal fell on people and killed people.
Why is it Karen?
Oh. So the question is that Shane or is it Karen? So Rashi here says Rashi the Chazi Aruka Eisel al piyabar uval echel v'nafal hach nechila lo yechavim. Rashi says that this is called shame. Rashi Chazi Aruka says that this is called shame. Ein ha'idasa, it's not a mu'ud. Elo l'kayfer shal shame v'regal b'chatzar anizik dukminon etc. Rashi says this case is a case of shame because the animal went to eat. It didn't go to do damage. I went to eat. Track Rashi Akasha. What would you say? It's Shane or it's Karen? Such a case. So Rashi is a Shane. Track Rashi in Taimar. Mishunahu. Things are Shane. That's Rashi Akasha. Why is it Shane? It's a Mishunahdika type of hezek. He stepped on a cover and the cover collapsed and fell on people. Okay. Should be regal.
Well, it's walking the street and he fell down to his feet, land on top of something.
Okay, whether it should be regal or shame is
it a hazard?
It's talking about chatzan nizik, not in the street, but so it should be regular b'chatzan nizik. Instead of the street, you mean b'chatzan nizik, wherever it is, it should be. So it should be regal, it should be shein. So Rashi says it should be mishunahu ve'ain shein. Rashi says it should be karen. Rashi says that it should be karen because it's mishunah. So that's why it's not regal, because it's mishunah. The whole head case is mishunah. So what's the question? This Rashi seems to be saying that you don't need kavanos lahazik. Because Rashi says in Taima Mishanuhu Ein Zu Shein, it's clear from Rashi that you don't need a Kavanos Elahazik to be Shein, because here there was no Kavanos Elahazik. The whole Gemara stretches its imagination to come up with a case that it wasn't Kavanos Elahazik. So from this Rashi, it's very much Mashma that you don't need Kavanos Elahazik to be carried. It's enough to ask Mishumin, which fits well with the Rishash. The Rishash said that it's totally in a machlaikis, with pagamis kemumayna, pagamis keknosis, taka machlaikis. So it's not a problem. This Rashi here is asking like this Mandiyama, and Agamar Rashi is saying like the other Mandiyama. It's not, I don't mean it's a kasha, but I mean to say is we have a clear makar in Rashi to say that you don't need kavanos lahazik to be muid. To be Karen. Despite the fact that, like I showed you, it's a Beferish Gemara in the top of Dalet and Aleph that mentions the attribute of Kavanos Elahazik. But it appears that we have a Klar Rashi that it's enough Mishonah and you don't need Kavanos Elahazik to be Karen. So I don't remember who tzechen tzu this raya. Someone tzechen the tzu. I don't think I thought of it myself. But one of the achrayim here, b'chayre, this is a good raya that there's one other gemara that's nageya to our discussion, and that is a gemara here in the perek after Tesvavim and Beis that I mentioned to you last time. Hazeiv hari hadayv hanomev v'habardlus v'hanochash. What's the din of all those animals? Chayim Nezek Sholem right away. If you own a bear, or if you own a lion, so it's Chayim Nezek Sholem the first time it comes into contact with a person, magic a person, you Chayim Rei Nezek Sholem, because all of these are what we call Mu'adim Itchilasin, they move right away. The question then becomes, what's the question? Which magic is it? If you own a lion, and it goes, and it's mazik, it rips apart the neighbor's field or the neighbor's animals, which mazik is the lion that does hazik? So I would just say, it is what? What do you say?
What did it do?
What did it do? Okay, so what did it do? So let's say, I assume it was Kavanos Elahazik. What do lions do? If it went to the neighbor and ate the neighbor's deer for dinner, so then that would be shame even by a shar, I mean, if it was normal. So we must be talking that it did something, just ripped apart something. Went next door and it ripped apart somebody else's animal. Is that it was Kavanos Elahazik, but it's not Mishunah. See, here you have a case of Kavanos Elahazik, and it's not Mishunah. It's an unusual case. Most animals, it can't have such a case, because most animals, Kavanos Elahazik, automatically is Mishunah. Here, we're talking about a case where it's Kavanos Elahazik, and it's not Mishunah. What is it? When we learn the Sugya, we're going to learn that it's a Machlekes Rishayim. The Tosfos is printed on Tezayin, it belongs back in Tezvav. Tosfos says that it's shame, even though it's without Hanah. Still shame. Why it should be that way, we'll have to guess, see when we get there. Tosfos brings a raya because it says Nochosh. The Gemara says, Iskapsu kol achayet etzol ha-Nochosh, and they said, Mahanah yesh lecha. Nochosh doesn't have any Hanah when it does damage. and the Mishnah counts Nachash. So Taisa says, you see that that because it's Orche, Mekomak, and Kimito Orche Bahachi, Taisa says either Shein or Rego. I shouldn't say Shein, but it means it's not Karen. Taisa have a Kamoi Rego. Taisa is a Losh and Shein. Rego, it's a combination of Shein and Rego, but it's not Karen. So we see here Vaita from Taisvis that even if it's Kavanasi Lahazik, it's not Karen, and it's not Mishona. Now that doesn't prove, that proves that if it's not Mishona, Kavanasi Lahazik alone is not a, the, is not a characteristic of Karen. Just Kavanasi Lahazik itself is not, doesn't make something Karen. That we see from that Taisvis. The Rambam there argues. Rambam holds that is Karen, it's just a Karen Mu'ud Mitchilasa. That all these animals that are coming us in Lahazik is Karen. Chayre, the Rambam holds, any Kavanos in Lahazik is Karen, even not Mishulim. Which is a bigger chiddush than we said yesterday. Yesterday we were mistopic, do you need Mishulim and Kavanos in Lahazik, or is Mishulim alone itself enough? Seems the Rambam holds that you can be Karen either if you're Mishana, or if you're Kavanasi Lahazik, because by Zev and Bardalis and Ari and Dive, the Rambam holds that it's Karen. So the Rambam, it seems, holds that Karen is anything that's Kavanasi Lahazik, whether it's Mishana or not Mishana. Klar, the Rambam seems to be Klar, has to hold Kavanasi Lahazik. Regular Karen is both Mishona and Kavanasa Lahazik. Right? That's why, as long as it's a Tam, it's Mishona once, three times, so then it's Orche, so then Yibukim comes a Mu'ud. But the reason the Tam pays Chatzi Nezek is because it's Mishona. It's not normal for animals to be Mazik.
Rashi said before by Mazikar,
that it's Orche. Rashi there is going on the Havim. If we just say Tlusha, I would say Tlusha is Karen. But Mechuberus, which is more Orche, I would say, so that's called Orche. So Kamash Malan, that the level of Orche Mechuberus is still called Karen. But you're right, the Rashi there was trying to explain with Fida Hava Amina why Mechuberus would have such a deal. Okay, Akapana Mechshiyah, what do we walk away with? The Inyan of Kavanasi Lahazik, like Rashi, we have the stira, Daf Mem Ches, it seems to be differently. L'chayra, the best way is the Rishash, that it's Machlaikis. And it seems from this one Rambam that you need Kavanasa, the Kavanasa Lahazik is enough to be Karen. It's a little of a problem because the Rambam doesn't mention Kavanasa Lahazik when he talks about Karen. It's a little bit of a problem. It could be the Rambam holds either or. Either Mishuna is Karen, even if it's not Kavanasa Lahazik, or Kavanasa Lahazik is Karen, one or the other. Akoponim, these are the Chalukei Deis and the Nafkaminis. If you hold Karen as Kavanasa Lahazik or not, certainly it'll we'll bump into it again. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Maishna Gabi Behema, Gabi Adam. And we just finished saying Zui Negicha, Zui Negicha. So let's just work on Pshat for a few minutes. There are two parashas in the Torah. One of them says Ki Yigach, and that's talking by where? That's talking by being Mazik Adam. It says Ki Yigach Sharish Asrayayu. If a person is going to be doing Negicha to another person. And then two parashas later it says Ki Yigaif Sharish as Shareyeh. Right? It says Ki Yigaif Sharish as Shareyeh. So when it talks about being mazik a person, it says Ki Yigaif. When it says to be mazik an animal, it says Ki Yigaif. So Pashup Shad, I would have said, so you have two things. You have Negicha and Negicha. So the Gemara says that Pasach ben Negicha, V'siyim ben Negicha. What does that mean? That means if you look at the Chumash, when it says Ki Yigach Sharish, the whole parasha doesn't say just the Ki Yigach Sharish Shariyeu. I'm sorry, Ki Yigach Sharish, Ki Yigach Shar Es Ish Oyes Isha V'meis. So something you sakel, etc. Then it says Ki Yigach Sharish Es Shariyeu V'meis, Machar Es Sharachai Chatzos Kasplay, etc. I know that Kishar Nagach who mitmal shalshay. It mentions Nagach. So the Gemara is saying, Pasach b'negicha v'siyem b'negicha, Pasach b'negicha v'siyem b'negicha, Loim l'cha zui negicha zui negicha. What does that mean? If you're writing an art scroll translation, for ki yigayf shar ish, what do you have to write? What's the translation, ki yigayf? Huh? How would you translate ki yigayf? Normally I would say negifa is with the body. The saying here, the correct translation of ki yigayf is to gore. Same as a karen, same as ki yigayf. Ki yigayf, the translation is to gore. Here, ki yigayf is to gore. How do I know that? Pasach b'negifa, v'sim b'negicha, to tell you, zui negifa, that here negifa means to gore. I think that's pash pshat negabar, right? We have the gemara. I'm hechitesi. Maybe change the word negicha to mean negifa. You have one word negifa, one word negicha. It's pasach b'negifa, v'sim b'negicha. The Kiyiga Sharish says, I know that Kishon Nagahu. It's a contradiction. So how do you know which one to change? Yeah, but maybe Nagifa is the Amalach of Karen also. In other words, maybe it starts with the word Nagifa, ends with the word Nagifa. So we have to say one of them, we have to retranslate. We're saying, oh, Kiyigayf means here Negich. Maybe saying Nagach here means Negifa. In the previous parasha, it says Negich. So why should that be a raya to this? And I think so Rashi really asked this kasha. The Rashi loy malacha. Rashi asked the kasha. Let's see what he answers. Loy malacha. Why does it start with negicha and with negifa? Laim alacha hach negifa la dechifa segufu el negichas keren. V'leka lo meimar, dakati negifa hava'ad. V'negicha zu, hi negifa. Maybe say fakert. That the first word negicha is daf, negifa is dafka, and it's an ad. And the second word, negicha zu and negifa hu. Dahayinu dechifa saguf. Rashi says you can't say that. If it's Rashi, what's Rashi's teretz? See the Rashi. The end of the medium-sized lines. That's Rashi's teretz. You all know how to learn Rashi. V'lekha l'meimah. That's the kash I asked you. Maybe say fakher, takati negifa hava'av, negicha zui negifa. Maybe retranslate nagach to mean negifa. And for Rashi, no. The negicha ashkan de bekerini. The word keren is associated with negicha, and the word guf is associated with negifa. Right? And here, I have to retranslate one. How do I know which one to retranslate?
It's talking about keren. That's what the philosophy
said. How do you know it's talking about keren? That's only, the Mishnah talks about keren only after the maskana. But maybe if we translated the pasuk negifa but guf, maybe I wouldn't call it keren, I'd call it guf. Whatever, however I would you title it. So it says Kiyigach a few places. You mean the other parasha of Mishpatim, or you mean the other rays? Kiyigach Sherish. So there it has to mean Negicha. Yeah. So the thing with this, the word Negicha, we're being minded B'chol HaTorah Kul everywhere else. Negifa, if you find it anywhere else in Tanakh, the word Negifa means the body. We're saying Dafka here, Pasach b'negicha, b'negicha, so I have to retranslate it. So if I'm saying this is an exception on Negifa, why can't I say it's an exception on Negicha? Right? This is one place where we have to translate it different than usual Taich. So why translate, retranslate Negifa to mean Negicha, Even if I'd be doing it for whole Tanakh, your Teres would be a good Teres. But I'm not redoing it for everyone. I'm just saying over here it means something different. So over here, you could say I don't need the one Mechayra. Huh? They say that. It's good cash. Yeah. I looked in the Shita Mukubet, says he just says that he says I'd rather retranslate the one which is first than the one which is second. I don't know where that comes from. So they say I'd rather change the first one than the second one. Okay. Yeah, such a Kabbalism. Right. But you're not saying what Rashi means. You're just telling me. That's the problem with Rashi means. Unless Rashi means, like you're saying, that in this parsha, just a few lines earlier, Negicha meant this, so I'd rather be consistent and say Nagach also means it. Maybe that's what you're saying. Huh? Say Lashon Negicha? I can't think of any place else in Chumash that it says it. But so Negifa, why would I say if I find in a Braisa the word Negifa, I would say it means the body. So notice the real literal translation is the body. So that means here we have to retranslate it. We have to say here it's different. So how are you answering? Why is it better? It's better to retranslate something that you only find once in the Torah than something you find many times. Okay. Could be. At any rate, let's see what the Gemara learns from this. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishto gabi adam diksiv ki yigach, ma'ishto gabi behem diksiv ki yigay." So the Gemara answers, "Adam disle mazla ksiv ki yigach, behem the lesle mazla ksiv ki yigay." What does mazla have to do with anything here? So Rashi has two pshatim and how to translate mazel here. The first pshat, Rashi goes, nothing to do with supernatural things. The first pshat, Rashi says, Adam Mishlei Mazla means that a human being knows how to protect himself better. It's harder to hurt a person than to hurt an animal because a human being knows how to protect himself. So therefore, it's harder to be a mu'ud on Adam. It's a very glottal pshat. It doesn't fit the Lashon Mazla so well. In the first pshat, Rashi had the girsa mazel. When Rashi brings the second pshat, he says lishna achrina islay mazla. I don't think he's changing the girsa in the Gemara. First, he had the girsa mazel all along. In the first pshat, he's saying it means it's the nature of a person to protect himself. In the second pshat, he's saying islay mazla because he has mazel, it's not easy to kill him. What does Rashi mean in the second pshat? What Rashi, I think, means here, mazel, means from Shemayim. So what does that mean? It's possible to kill a person who's not supposed to be killed, or it's not possible? Some Rashi means that the person, you can't just kill people. An animal can't be in the mood and just kill a person. If a person's not supposed to die, that's what it means. Rashi means hashgacha pratis. So a person's not supposed to die, in a Shemayim, you won't be able to kill him. So therefore, it's harder for the animal who walks down the street and wants to kill somebody. It's got to find somebody whose time is up. No, that's what Rashi means. Why is it a chiluk between a gicha and a gicha? Rashi is saying he has to try harder. So what does it mean? That means if someone's mazel, if his time is not up, an animal can only kill him if he tries very hard. But if he tries a little, what does it mean, this mazel?
Isn't there
a shkach of
brains on
animals
also?
No, it's
not
a shkach of
pratzah.
It's not a shkach of pratzah.
Going
if you're going in a place of sakana, so Rashi says in Shemayim they're going to be down the person. Sikudai Erev. So therefore, what if the animals are nakfa and said it's a mokum sakana? So it's more shy for it to be killed. But the animals are nakfa, so it's harder. Okay. Maybe. Right. These things I don't think in Svara we can work too hard on figuring out how it works in Shemayim, but something along these lines. Bottom line, it's easier to kill animals than to kill people, and therefore comes out Kamash Malan that Mu'ud L'Adam have a Mu'ud L'Behema, Mu'ud L'Behema have a Mu'ud L'Adam. Fine. Alright, in this sugya, the problem, as far as the Gemara is concerned, except Taisus, yes, according to Rav Papa, but Sam, the Gemara itself, in Gemara we don't have a problem so much with this. Gemara here says that Mu'ud L'Adam have a Mu'ud L'Behema, and Mu'ud L'Behema lay have a Mu'ud L'Adam, and there's a Gemara, there's a Gemara later which says pretty much the same thing. The Gemara on Memalov says, Mu'ud l'behema have a mu'ud l'adam, the Lashon Bitniya. So mu'ud l'behema, mu'ud l'adam, zechanat. So it fits very well. In Shas, everything fits well. The whole tumul in this sugya, mu'ud l'adam have a mu'ud l'behema, has nothing to do with the Gemara directly. It has to do with the Rambam. Here, without the Rambam, it would be a sugya, we just learned it in Golvaita. The problem is that the Rambam in this inyan is very surprising. And there seems to be a stira in the Rambam. This halacha is brought in the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Ches of Hilchos Niskei Mamon. And the Rambam paskins that he takes a very extreme position, a very extreme shita to paskin like to Madiyama later, that says Huad La'adam Einay Muad La'Behemah. Who would lektanim? Einay muud lekdaylim. Who would leminai? Einay muud l'sheinay minai. Muud l'shabasai? Einay muud liyamai schael. Pretty much, the Rambam says that you're not a muud unless it's for sure a muud. The Rambam says muud for Adam is not muud l'behema. Muud l'behema is not muud l'adam. Muud lektanim is not muud lekdaylim. The Rambam pretty much says the paskins and all the machleitzim in the Masechta about how you become a mu'id, the Rambam makes it harder to become a mu'id. The Rambam even paskins that if he's negeach, a shar, and a chamar, and a sus, that you become a mu'id only for shar, chamar, and sus, not for other animals. But the Rambam pretty much paskins that you're a tam unless you're for sure a mu'ud. And therefore he says here b'feirish, who would la'adam ain't a mu'ud l'behem. Okay, now he doesn't say b'feirish, if you're mu'ud l'behem, you're mu'ud la'adam. But it's a kal v'chaymer, right? Gemara says that mu'ud la'adam is ain't a mu'ud l'behem, so certainly not the other way. So the Rambam seems to go that everything is ain't a mu'ud. Adam not for behema, behema not for Adam. And everything would be, if you just learned Paragvav, okay, the Rambam passes. I don't like this Gemara, he passes like a different Gemara. No problem. The theory is that in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, two pages later, the Rambam says, how can you have a Hechit, it's a Gemara on the Mem Aleph, how can you have a Hechit Timtza for an animal to be a Mu'id and be a shar hanisgal? Then an animal kills a person, it's a shar mu'id that's killing a person. How could you have such a thing? If he killed people three times, the first time he killed a person, he gets skeel, the animal gets skeel. Second time it will get skeel, the third time it gets skeel. So how could it be the fourth time it's still around? How could you have a mu'id to kill people? Hey, how could you have such a thing? In fact, the Rambam, hoyel v'chol behema, Shaharagasa Adam Niskalan, Heichi Matze Mu'id, Laharag. How do you have a case of a Mu'id to kill that you've chayiv to pay a Kleifer Shavai? So the Rambam answers. He answers a few Echetimses. One of the hechatimses is One of the Echatimsis is Shaharak Shloisha Behemis. Hari Zamuad Lahariga. If he kills three behemis, then he's a mu'ed to kill. And Mimela, when he kills a person, he's a mu'ed. How awesome. Ram says Shaharak Shloisha Behemis, Hari Zamuad Lahariga. I'm just trying to remember. Over there in Perek, in Perek Vav, he says you're mu'ed for one thing, you're not a mu'ed for anything else. And even a mu'ed la'adam is not a mu'ed la'behema. And here he says, harak shlosha behema, he's a mu'ed la'hariga. U'bayim u'mishavim es ha'kaifim. And if it kills a person, it's a mu'ed. Clear. It's a shah in this gal. It's chayiv skila. First time it's chayiv skila. But the owner pays chasi kaifer. It's machlokes in the Gemara, we pass the chasi kaifer. They pay half kaifer. If it's three times, then it gets skila and it's chayiv kaifer shalom. So, I'm sorry, the Rambam doesn't pay chasi kaifer. The Rambam passes potem in a kaifer. The town pays no kaifer. If you do it three times, then you pay the full kaifer. So, so it's a pelu. The Magid Mishnah says.
Isn't that the Gemara?
Huh?
Isn't that the Gemara? Move over him.
So our Gemara is saying that Mu'ud La'odam could be Mu'ud La'behema. That Mu'ud. Go out. No, it's more than Mu'ud La'behema. Sharp Shalish Behemas. You become a Mu'ud La'odam. It's the Hepach Hasvara, it's the reverse. The Rambam would have said it the other way, would be better. Rambam says, Harak Shalosh Behemis, he becomes a Mu'ud La'adam. It's not the opposite. If the Rambam would say one case, he would have to say, if you kill Behemis, Adam, you're Mu'ud La'behem. The Rambam says the reverse. He says, Harak Shalosh Behemis, he's a Mu'ud La'adam. So the Magid Mishnah, he has a few kashas in the Rambam. This kash, he says, Zeh Behemis, Kosham and Arishainis. It's more shver than the other kashas I used. Rabbeinu Atzma, Kosa, the Perek Vav, Mu'ud La'adam, Eina Mu'ud La'behema. Mikoshke, Mu'ud La'behema, they have a Mu'ud La'adam. It's the Magid Mishnah's Kasha. So the Kesef Mishnah suggests a Teretz. Kesef Mishnah says that there's a difference. In Perek Vav, we're talking about being Mazik people. And being mazik behemis. We're not talking about killing, we're talking about injuring. To be mazik, to injure, there we paskin mu'ud for one thing, is not mu'ud for anything else. There we paskin mu'ud la'adam, is not a mu'ud la'behema, mu'ud la'behema is not a mu'ud la'adam, mu'ud la'cotton is not a mu'ud la'gagul, etc. By being mazik, we paskin that is no difference. In Perek Yud, he's talking about killing. Killing! By killing, we paskin that mu'ud l'behema have a mu'ud lord. Here's something about hariga. Hasam b'mu'ud lahazik, kacha b'mu'ud laharig. V'zeshe did be krabeinu lichta if hariz mu'ud lahariga. Can someone come up with a svara for this? Can anybody come up with a svara for this Kesef Mishnah? No Kesef Mishnah, just says those words. Hasam mu'ud lahazik. By mu'ud la'hazik, mu'ud la'adam is not a mu'ud la'behema, but la'behema is not a mu'ud la'adam. By mu'ud to kill, it's fakert. By mu'ud to kill, even mu'ud la'behema is a mu'ud la'adam. Huh? What's the svara to that? Why should be a difference between ma'azik and killing? Why should it be different? We've got to be paying. Skila gets anyway. Kaifer is a knas. So there's a difference. That's good. You're starting off. You still don't have a svara. It's a difference. Kaifer is a knas, and there it's mamon. Still needs a hesber as far as the tendency of animals. It still needs a hesber. Why should it be this way? No. So Rav Naftali has here a beautiful pshat, which he's learning this in the Stamos pshat in Kesef Mishnah. The Naftali in the Garnat has a beautiful pshat, and it comes back to what I told you yesterday and last week. You know, it comes back very nicely to our original Chakira of the year. And let's just to review for a minute. Right, we started by clearing why does an owner pay when his animal is nazik? That was our clearing. Why does a person pay when an animal is nazik? So we had two mahalsim. Either you pay because it's memayne hamazik, or you pay because of a chasan shmira. Okay. We have established for this year, we're going to learn that the Rambam Shita is one way and the Torah Shita is another way. Which way is the Rambam Shita? Rambam Shita is memayne hamazik. That's the way we're going to learn the Rambam Shita all year. It's the Rambam said, Shaharei zu memayne. Rambam's lashon was, because it's Yamamim. So we're going to go all year. Rambam Shita is Zumamayinai. And the Torah and the Taisa Shita is that it's because of a lack of Shemira. And the Garnat of Naftali also goes this way, that the Rambam Shita is, it's also Mamayinai Hamas. It's not because of Chasar and Shemira. There's a Gemara later. The Gemara says that there are a few Gemaras that he brings as a raya. One Gemara he brings, he's touching up a Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin. Following case. Bezdin paskin that your animal is a mu'ud. Bezdin paskin your animal is a mu'ud. And the animal now went and it killed somebody. It's Yechayev Kaifer. Later it was Nizbarer that Bezdin's Psak was Betos. Bezdin's Psak was a mistake. What's the din? So Pashit, what's the din? Pashit. Huh? You're off the hook. You don't have to pay. Right? Because you are... If Bezdin made a mistake. If Bezdin paskins that my animal's a mu'id, and it goes and it's mazik, and it turns out it's a mistake, I only pay chatzin mazik. So if it went and it killed, the chayra should be put up in kaifer. The Gemara says, according to the way some Rishayim Tash the Gemara says yechayiv. Even though Bezdin paskin betos, but if the animal goes and it kills, yechayiv kaifer. Why should you be chayiv kaifer? Zokhtam Naftali, the following explanation. Zokrev Naftali. The Rambam Shita is, why does a mazik pay all the time? Because it's Mamayne Amazik. There's one exception. Kaifer. Kaifer is the only exception. When you pay Kaifer, Kufra Kapara. Chazal, we have this idea that Kaifer is a Kapara for the Bible. By Kaifer Dafka, the reason you pay kaifer is not the value of the nizik. You're not paying to reimburse for the value of the nizik. Kaifer is a kenas of the Torah. Kaifer you pay out the pshia of lack of shmirah, because you fail to be shomer. See, even though we're going soon at the Rambam Shita, b'chol ha'bavakama kula, is the reason that you pay for m'mayne amazik, is out Mamainai, there's one exception, that's Kaifer. Kaifer, the reason that you pay back Kaifer is because of a failure to be Shimer, a lack of Shmira. Memela, that Gemara Lamed Zayin is good. Because they're Bezdin Paskin the Tzamuit. You are Mechayev to watch the animal. Bezdin Paskin, you have to watch the animal. You are a Chayev Shmira. Because now that Chiyuv Shmirah Bezdin put on you was betos. Well, the mice they put on you a Chiyuv Shmirah. This animal killed because you failed in your Chiyuv Shmirah. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. By Kaifer, there's a Chiddush that any time a person died because of your lack of Shmirah, you need a Kapara. Good for a Kapara. You are in a Hechatimsa where you have to watch the animal, and you fail to watch the animal, and that negligence caused someone to die, so you need a Kapara. It's a unique din to when an animal kills a person because of an owner's lack of shmir. There's a similar halacha, the Rambam Paskins. If I have one shar muid, I have 10 shvarim, I have one shar muid, and this one shar muid jumps back into the group, and I can't recognize which one it is. So I have now 11 shvarim, one is a muid. The Rambam says that you have to watch all of them. You have to be shomer all 11 animals, as if they're all muadim. 10 are tam. The 10 that are tam, I don't have to expect it to be mazik. Doesn't matter. If your muad jumps back in, since one of them is a muad, you chayv in a shmira on all 11. If one of them goes and kills someone, one of those 11 now goes and kills someone. So guess what the halach is? What's the din? What would the din be? I have one muad, 10 tamim, and the muad jumped back in with the 10 tamim. Now one of them, I don't know which one, went and it killed somebody. Some kaif kaifer or potter? Huh? You're potter. Logically, you should be potter, but I wouldn't ask you if you're potter. Right? Logically, you're potter. I might as well have a raya. Why? I mean, it's a logical reason to assume that that's the one. It's tiny. It's a good tiny, no? The one that killed is probably the muid. The other ones don't kill. But the Naftali brings b'shem the Molei Harayim that one of them jumped out and killed. The halach is Yechayiv. That says in the Rambam. Yechayiv Kayiv. Even if later you establish that the one that killed was not the muid. Because later someone, you can find the Edom that originally made it a muid. And they recognize the animal. And now it's established that the one that killed was not the muad. You hear a case? And one muad, it jumps in with 10 tamim. And the one that went and killed was one of the tam. And the halacha is that I'm chayiv kaifer as if it was the muad. The pella. So Rav Naftali, that's why. Because l'maisa, kol zman, I didn't recognize all 11. I had chiyuv shmira. By kaifer, the din of kaifer is kufra kapara. If I had a chi of shmira, and my negligence in shmira is what caused the hezek, so lemaisa later on it was nizbar that my chi of shmira was really a tos. I wasn't really chayiv, but since b'shas maisa is I was chayiv to be shaymer. So therefore, I'm chayiv to pay kaifer. Rabbi Naftali phrases it. And we'll see later that Makaris is such an expression, is that by mazik, it's a din on the animal. It's a din on the animal. If the animal is mazik, you look at the animals, and the tam is in a muid. Kaifer is a din in the owner, a din in the bailim. If the bailim were pesher b'shmira and caused the death, then the chayiv kufra kapara, then the chayiv kapara. And since b'shas ma'isa, they were supposed to watch this animal. Therefore, they have a chiyuv of kufra kapara. They have a chiyuv of. The chiyuv lemafreya, that chiyuv was b'tos. Now I know that he really should not have been obligated to watch the animal. But since b'shas ma'isa, he had lemaisa, he had a chiyuv to watch it. Even though it was betos, but he had a chiyuv to watch it. So that negligence in his chiyuv is what caused the death. At that time, he had to watch the animal. The halacha psukah, if you don't know, you have to watch. So therefore, there's a chiyuv kaifer. It's definitely a chiddush atzum. Because we're saying now, it doesn't matter if Kapi Shmaya Galia he had a chiyuv shmira. That's not the point. The point is, if in his mind he had a chiyuv shmira, that's enough to be mechayitim. And that's a chiddush of Rambam. I'm not saying I would say the chiddush, but once the Rambam says this chiddush, the chayiv kaifer, it's klar, like Rav Naftali says, that by kufra, the payment is for a negligence of shmira. That's klar. That even though the Rambam seems not to hold that way, by all dinei nazik, But by kapara, he does fall down. Does this explain the case of Mishnah? Well, the case of Mishnah. What? Does it fit in with the lashon of
Mishnah?
Okay, so you're a step ahead. First, let me just speak out. How does it answer the question? Let's see the lashon. How does it answer the question? It answers the question as follows. We're talking if a mu'ud la'adam is a mu'ud la'bahayim. Or mu'ud la'bahayim is a mu'ud la'adam. By mazik, you say no. Mu'ud la'adam is not a mu'ud la'bahayim. Just because it kills people doesn't mean it kills... Just because it's mazik people doesn't mean it's mazik behayim. Just because it's mazik behayim doesn't mean it's mazik people. By killing, you're saying that... Achille was saying that even if it's a mu'ud l'behemos, you chayiv to pay kaifer if it kills a human being. Why? Because you had a chayiv shmira. It's the same shmira to guard it, to lock it up, whether you're locking it up, it shouldn't go out and kill people, or you're guarding it, it shouldn't go out and kill animals. It's the same shmira. The person who let his animal out, it's a mu'ud to kill behemos. He is peshay on his fiyah shmir. Now, as long as it kills behemoths, no big deal. Just pay. When it killed a person, lemaisa, the killing of the person, was because the person failed, the owner failed in his fiyah shmir. He had a fiyah shmir on this animal. It's a wild animal. It kills behemoths. May not be a mood to kill human beings. But lemaisa, you will put your failure in shmira is what caused this death. And since your failure of Shmira caused this death, that's why the Rambam says that Chachayev Kaisen. That's how Naftali answers the Stira in the Rambam. He doesn't say Beferish is going to get into the Kesef Mishnah, although Naftali has to fit into the Kesef Mishnah. He's not going to come and argue with the Kesef Mishnah. The question is the Lashon. But the Teretz, if you accept the Chiddush, I'm not even calling you Rav Naftali's Chiddush, it's the Rambam's Chiddush. That any time you have a Chiyuv Shmira, even for reasons that are erroneous, the Chayiv Kaifer, because the person was killed with your negligence, so then it follows. But you Chayiv Kaifer in all these cases. What? Because I'm on the animal was a time I didn't have to watch it. I don't have to. I can let it go out. I'm not afraid it's going to do anything. I can let it go for a walk. What? It's just mamre mas, like the Rambam says. Once it becomes a muid, it's a chiddush. You have to. I certainly have to watch the animal. It shouldn't be nagging. For sure. No, before it came, what I have to watch because I didn't have to suspect that it's going to do damage. The Yudei Tura, the Yudei Gavra, the Yudei means to become one, means to warn the owner that you have to watch it. So, I'll answer your question by asking a different question. What would happen, like Reb Naftali, with this chapel? What would happen if I have an animal and it's mazik three times? Mazik other animals three times. So now it's a mu'ud. Now I have to watch it. Now, if this mazik people three times, I fail to watch it. It goes out and it kills somebody. Rabbi Chayiv Kaifer? What do you say? If it's mazik three times, would there be a? What? It's a mu'ud l'gabi keren, it's mazik three times. L'gabi keren of a shar, it's a mu'ud. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Huh? The killing is not a mu'ud. Right? So... It's mazik three times. After watching now, it shouldn't be mazik again. I do have a chiyuv shmirah. Yet the Rambam only says shaharak shalish behemis. I think what you meant to say, what you're saying, is a difference between shmirah for hezik and shmirah for hariga. I don't know exactly how the difference is by animals. It seems that way. An animal that's a mu'ud to be mazik needs a certain shmirah, and an animal that's a mu'ud to kill him needs a different shmirah. So it says hariz mu'ud lahariga. I think that's what he means. That it's the level of mu'ud that it kills needs a certain level of shmirah. This is Rabbi Naftali's shekel in the Rambam, which means, and it's very mustaver, that every time when we say, is it because he failed to do Shmira, is it because of Mamani Amazik, and we say to Rambam, Shita Mamani Amazik, Kaifer is different. The Dinim of Kaifer are different. The Dinim of Kaifer have different has a different rule. There it's because it's Kapara, it's for lack of Shmira. Kachim Advarim. The Achuvah Svarim about human beings who b'shege caused the death of someone else, and there are many early Achuvah Svarim that require kapara on the part of the person that was responsible. So there's Svarim about somebody who, even if he didn't do it, it wasn't negligent, he just had a yad. If Reuven sent Shimon somewhere, he said, go get me something, and Shimon got killed on the way, that Reuven needs a kapara. If people without negligence, there's such an idea that if you have a yad in someone's head, in someone's death, it's such a chametika thing that it's boy kapara. It's an interesting tshuva with some cipher. So it's a very not a pleasant story, but it's an interesting psak. So cipher has a tshuva about someone fainted in someone's house. The person passed out. So the refuah for fainting always was to pour water, to give the person water to drink. So there was a big panic, the person fainted, and somebody ran and grabbed a bottle, and instead of putting water in the person's mouth, put kerosene in the person's mouth and killed him. That was the mice that the society brings. So the person has a shayla, he needs kapara. It wasn't a pshia, it wasn't labeled kerosene, whatever the case was, but it was a bishagek, he killed somebody. So some cipher, Pashtus, if any case needs kapara, this should be kapara. So some cipher, he bases on a Gemara, he says anybody that's oisik bahatsala, if he ends up killing, is nachayiv, doesn't need a kapara. The Kanchi did the rishus for rifle the rafais, and the Torah gave rishus for someone to try to help somebody. If he's a pshia, he needs a kapara. But if he's not a pshia, he says it doesn't need a kapara, because that's the nidnah of the Torah. Even though ultimately every doctor who does sakaras nefesh surgery is going to kill somebody, but it's an exception to the rules of kapara. Okay. Anyway, that's all aside. I think the ikar is that the idea of kufra kapara is for the negligence of the person. One last clue that I would like to point out to you in the Taisus Milsag of Orche, just goes to play, I'm not going to go through the Taisus, but those of you who learned it, there appears to be, I don't say a Tosat Fus in Taisus, but where Taisus says, Nogach Odom Shor Vechamor, to have a given meaning, have a mu'ud lakoil. Taisus says, it was Nogach Odom Shar and Hamar, it's a mu'ud lakoil, it's a mu'ud to all three, to Adam, Hamar, and Shar. If you work out the Taisa, it can't mean that. It can't mean it. We're saying mu'ud la Adam is mu'ud la behema. So if it was Nagech, Adam, Shar, and Hamar, it could be a mu'ud for all animals. But it can't be a mu'ud for person. It was Nagech, Adam, Shor and Chamor. So if it comes a mu'ud for Adam, it only did one Adam. Shor and Chamor are less than Adam. No? Shor and Chamor are less than Adam. In the Shita Mekubetes, when it says this chat, it says, have a mu'ud l'kol ha-behemos. which fits in. Havamud lefala behema fits in. But the way it says by us, havamud lakoil, it doesn't follow. The Gemara is saying Adam is mazel, it's harder to kill an Adam. And Shar and Chamar are easier. So if he did an Adam, Shar and a Chamar, it can't be a Mu'id for Adam. So I don't know. What? This is how you have Adam, Mu'id L'Adam, have a Mu'id L'Behema. That Adam Shar Chamar is a Mu'id L'Behema. So it's Mu'id L'Adam, have a Mu'id L'Behema. But Mu'id L'Behema, lo have a Mu'id L'Adam. Adam Shar Chamar shouldn't be a Mu'id for Adam. From the flow of Tysis, it's not so much mashkin this way, but I don't know. I don't know, you have to change the Girsa to L'Chol Behemis, or say L'Chol means all Behemis. So I don't know. I don't know. The Rishash by Merik's on Tysis, that L'Chol sounds like everybody. We see quotes in the Mukhiyasif later that says it means L'Chol Behemis. It doesn't change Tysis Girsa. If someone has a pshat that could fit that L'Chol means everything, including people, so I'd appreciate it. But until then, the Chayra, Mu'ud L'Chol has to mean L'Chol Behemis.